Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
Snow, ice, rain, it's hammering much of the nation as a monster storm travels from the West Coast to the East. Caddo Parish Sheriff Steve Prater in Louisiana says they found two bodies after a tornado blew through the area. He talks about the area that got hit hard.
The few houses that are in there, totally destroyed, gone. Just have to look for bits and pieces out in the woods of even the houses.
The sheriff heard there on KSLA-TV. The AP's Norman Hall with the track of this storm.
The powerful storm has spawned blizzard warnings stretching from Montana into western Nebraska and Colorado. It also caused tornadoes that wrecked homes and buildings in parts of Oklahoma and Texas. Trent Kelly is a municipal official in Grapevine, a Dallas-Fort Worth suburb.
We had issues at Sam's Club here, Walmart, Discount Tire. It kind of made a narrow path through the city.
The system is expected to hobble the upper Midwest with ice, rain, and snow for days, as well as move into the Northeast and Central Appalachians with snow and freezing rain by late Wednesday. I'm Norman Hall.
Pope Francis wants you to spend some of your holiday gift money on the people of Ukraine. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Francis suggests the faithful celebrate a humble Christmas this year with savings from reduced spending on gifts donated to help the suffering people of Ukraine, adding, "It's nice to celebrate Christmas and have parties, but let's lower the level of Christmas spending a bit." Francis has spoken out frequently about the martyred people of Ukraine ever since Russia invaded on February 24. The Vatican has organized humanitarian deliveries over recent months.
Russian drone attacks on Kyiv, Ukraine's capital, led to damage to several buildings this morning, say authorities. No casualties reported. This is AP News. President Biden has signed into law a bill intended to safeguard gay and interracial marriages.
Today's a good day.
It was a joyful scene on the White House South Lawn as President Biden signed the Respect for Marriage Act, telling the crowd,
"This law and the love it defends strike a blow against hate in all its forms."
Saying marriage is a simple proposition.
"Who do you love?"
Adding,
"The law recognizes that everyone should have the right to answer those questions for themselves without the government interference."
Cindy Lauper performed, and thousands attended, including lawmakers from both parties, reflecting the growing acceptance of same-sex unions, once among the country's most contentious issues. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Dow rose 103 points yesterday. The S&P was up 29. The NASDAQ rose 113 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Progress is being made toward hashing out a budget to keep the federal government open. I'm Norman Hall. Lawmakers leading the negotiations on a bill to fund the federal government for the current fiscal year say they've reached an agreement on a framework that should allow them to complete work on the bill over the next week to avoid a government shutdown. Congress faces a midnight Friday deadline to pass a spending bill to prevent a partial government shutdown. The two chambers are expected to pass another short-term measure before then to keep the government running through December 23rd. That will allow negotiators time to complete work on the full-year bill. Norman Hall, Washington.
AP Sports, I'm Tom Merriam. Alexander Ovechkin became just the third player in NHL history to score 800 goals, and he did it with a flair, netting a three-goal hat-trick in the Capitals' 7-3 rout of the Blackhawks.
"It's a special moment, how I said in the locker room. Special moment for me, for the team, for my teammates."
Ovi is now just one goal behind Gordie Howe's total of 801. Wayne Gretzky has the all-time mark with 894. The fatigued Bruins added to their league-leading point total by edging the Islanders in a shootout in which Jake DeBrusk had one of the two Boston goals.
You could tell there was definitely some fatigue and things from travel. We had every excuse in the book to lose this one.
Four shutout wins in the NHL, the Hurricanes, Panthers, Sabres, and Maple Leafs. Other winners, the Oilers, Stars, Golden Knights, Sharks, and last year's Cup finalists, the Avalanche and Lightning. The last two NBA champions, the Bucks and Warriors, met Tuesday night AP's Chuck Freeman was on hand for the showdown in Milwaukee.
It was another rough night for the Warriors' defense as the Bucks blew out the NBA champs 128-111. The Warriors have lost 12 of 14 on the road. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 30 points for the Bucks as the Bucks put up 38 points in the first quarter and never looked back. A cold shooting night for Steph Curry, who had 20 in the loss.
The teams with the two most NBA titles, the Celtics and Lakers, resumed their rivalry with Boston winning an overtime thriller. The Suns have now lost five in a row after losing to the Rockets. The Pelicans' seven-game winning streak had a Jazz funeral as Utah beat New Orleans. The 76ers scored 80 points in the first half, en route to a 123-103 victory over the Kings for coach Doc Rivers.
Shooting over 50%, ball's moving, the floor's wide open. That's exactly what we're talking about.
Another big free agent signing in baseball, shortstop Carlos Correa inked a reported 13-year, $350 million contract with the San Francisco Giants. World Cup soccer. Argentina advanced to the final by beating Croatia convincingly 3-0. I'm Tom Merriam, AP Sports.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The new CEO of cryptocurrency exchange FTX testified on Capitol Hill after the arrest of the founder and former CEO of FTX. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
The one-time poster boy for cryptocurrency, Sam Bankman-Fried, was supposed to testify before he was arrested in the Bahamas. The Justice Department and the SEC say he deceived investors to enrich himself, bankrupting the company. New CEO John Ray told lawmakers it's an old crime, embezzlement, applied to a new asset.
This is really old-fashioned and embezzlement. This is just taking money from customers and using it for your own purpose.
At its peak, FTX's market value topped $30 billion. Ray says in excess of $7 billion was lost and that there was no real record keeping.
They use QuickBooks, a multi-billion dollar company using QuickBooks.
In interviews, Bankman-Fried denied any fraud. I'm Julie Walker.
Scientists say two big volcanoes in Hawaii, Mauna Loa and Kilauea, have stopped erupting. Ken Hahn is with the U.S. Geological Survey.
Based on the fact that the seismicity at the summit has gone down and the tremor has gone way down, suggesting that there's nothing really in the pipeline coming up that could cause that eruption to renew.
Mauna Loa began spewing molten rock last month after being quiet for 38 years. A massive storm system is bringing threats of tornadoes in Texas and Oklahoma and blizzard-like conditions from Colorado to Montana. Isela Gonzalez lives in Decatur, Texas.
And it was just kind of quiet for a minute, and then all that wind picked up, and I just grabbed a hold of the bar that's in the restroom. And because it shook the house. It was shaking the house really, really bad.
Some places to the north could get up to 2 feet of snow. Sources tell the AP the U.S. is ready to send a Patriot missile battery to Ukraine to help with the war against Russia. This is AP News. Experts and environmental groups say the Indonesian island of Bali faces a water crisis. Here's the AP's Charles Della Desma.
While water shortages are already affecting many UNESCO sites, wells, food production, and Balinese culture, experts project these issues will worsen if existing policies are not equally enforced across the whole island. UNESCO worker Feng Jin says Bali's intricate landscape is rare and under threat.
This is one of the very special case of living landscapes in Asia.
Islanders have a unique traditional irrigation system called the Subak, which uses a network of canals, dams and tunnels to water the island. This is now under strain. The population has increased over 70% to some 4.3 million people, including tourists, according to census data. I'm Charles Duladesma.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Researchers at the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory announced a breakthrough achievement in the quest to harness fusion energy.
Scientists at the National Ignition Facility achieved fusion ignition.
Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm joined scientists and officials at a news conference to mark the historic breakthrough that could pave the way for advancements in national defense and the future of clean power.
It's the first time it has ever been done in a laboratory.
Scientists used 192 lasers focused on a target about the size of a peppercorn. Marvin Adams with the National Nuclear Security Administration explained how this time was different.
The fusion fuel stayed hot enough, dense enough, and round enough for long enough that it ignited. and it produced more energies than the lasers had deposited.
Kim Budell is the director of the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory. She says the advance paves the way for more discoveries. Jennifer King, Washington.
For a fifth straight month, inflation slowed in November. The latest sign, price increases are easing. The government's consumer price index rose 7.1% last month from a year earlier, down sharply from October's number. The month-to-month figure inched up just 0.1%. All told, the data are the strongest indication yet that inflation is steadily slowing after hitting a four-decade high.
Prices of things like televisions and toys are going down. It's good news for the holiday season.
President Biden said prices overall remain too high, with economists noting groceries are still a trouble spot. Asked when he thinks prices will get back to normal,
I hope by the end of next year, much closer.
The Federal Reserve is widely expected to boost its key interest rate again tomorrow for a seventh time this year. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Recall, this time it's pickup trucks. Almost 1.5 million late model Ram pickups are being recalled because the tailgates may not close completely and the cargo could spill out onto the road. Ram 1500, 2500, and 3500 pickups from the 2019 through 2022 model years. Stellantis, the company we used to call Fiat Chrysler, says that striker plates on the pickups may not be lined up right to allow the tailgates to close completely. For now, it says make sure you secure the cargo in the beds. The company says it's not aware of any related crashes or injuries. I'm Rita Foley.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.